I think what I'm craving is a certain kind of intellectual honesty that I find in the sober community, and I find when I talk to sober people, and I don't often find it in the real world. And I sometimes, often, on vacation, can't believe that I'm spending day after hour after week having completely non-meaningful conversations. And, you know, when you see people and then you see other people and you see other people, you have to tell the same story over and over again. So, you know, we tell the story about moving to our new apartment, and we tell the story about my husband not having a manager anymore, and, you know, we're managing his career again, and I tell the story about my catering, and, you know, I catered a wedding, and it's all of the recounting of the facts, but nothing about how anybody feels. why don't we talk about how people feel? Why is that? What is all this facade bullshit? I mean, are you... You're not, right? Are you as tired of this as I am? You're not. I'm so glad for the sober community. I am so glad. I can't tell you how many times I've done this on this month off, you know, where I'm supposed to not be checking my email, where I'm at somebody's house and I'm having like this sort of gross moment of, oh my God, are we going to talk about this for another hour? Like, I kept trying to get her to leap ahead in the story going, and did he do this? And she's like, I'll get there. And I'm like, oh, how long will it take for you to get there? Because I already know the punchline. I ask for their Wi-Fi code and I open up my sober email and I just read about the 27-year-old who just got 100 days sober, who lost his partner last year to addiction, also at his age, like also 26 or 27. And it's a year later, the two of them, before last year, in bad shape, she died. And a year later, he's finally got his 100 consecutive days. And I open up that email and I'm sitting in this room and I'm looking at these people thinking, oh my God, I just, like, it's so incongruent. And part of what's incongruent as well is that because people don't know about my sober life, I can't just pause the conversation and say, can I tell you a story about this guy and how exciting it is to open that email in the middle of a really sort of plain event and say, shit, you people, there's stuff going on out there you know nothing about. Like, real life transformational growth, honest happiness discovery struggle. And you want to talk to me about whether or not he called you back and how long it took him to call you back? Like, I just don't care. Okay, so I've pulled over my run to stand in the alley underneath the tree that sounds like the water to tell you that I don't care. And I don't know why I need to.